Galatians chapter 6. Brothers, if, even so, a man is caught up in some transgression, you who are spiritual, restore such a person in a spirit of meekness, watching yourself in case you too are tempted. Bear each other's burdens and fulfill in this way the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something important when he is nothing, he is deluding himself. But let each one test his own work, and then he will have something to be proud of on his own account only, and not on that of another. For every person will bear responsibility for his own workload. And let him who has the word imparted to him share with him who imparts it in all good things. Do not be led astray. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will by the same token reap. For he who sows in his own flesh will reap corruption from his flesh, but he who sows in the Spirit will reap age-abiding life from the Spirit. And let us not be weary as we do good, for in our own time we will reap, providing we do not flag. So then, when we have an opportunity, let us do good work towards all, especially to those of the household of the faith. See with what large letters I have written to you in my own hand. Those who wish to make a good showing in the flesh are the ones who are compelling you to be circumcised, but only so as not to be persecuted for the cross of Christ. For those who have been circumcised themselves do not even keep the law, yet they want you to be circumcised so that they may boast about your flesh. But far be it from me to boast, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom the world was crucified to me and I to the world. For in Christ Jesus, neither does circumcision effect anything, nor does uncircumcision, but a new creation does. And for all who march by this rule, may there be peace and mercy on them, and on the Israel of God. From now on, let no one cause me trouble, for I bear the marks of the Lord Jesus on my body. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers. Amen.